Now listen to Elijah, verse 21. How long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. And the reason they didn't, their guilt is sin. Then said Elijah unto the people, I, even I only, remain a prophet of the Lord. But Baal's prophets are 450 men. Now, the interesting thing is that Elijah had what I'm pleased to call an Elijah complex. And some of us develop that today. I know many times in my ministry, I feel like, well, I'm the only one left. And then I go around and hear from all over, and I find out that way down yonder, up a holler in Tennessee, or on the side of a hill in Georgia, or down around a lake in Florida, or up in the mountains in California, or stuck way out in the suburban area of Chicago, there's some preacher standing for God and paying a bigger price than I've ever paid. And I just then get rid of my Elijah complex, and I just thank God today that there are men that are standing for God in these days in which we live. And now I recognize that there's so many of the big names and so many of the men that you hear about that are not actually standing. They are pussyfooting. They are trying to compromise. They're trying to, very candidly, I've heard one man in one section of the country give a message, and in another section of the country, he'd practically reverse the message. There's something wrong when it has to be like that, and you can't give the same message everywhere. Something's wrong with the message, I'm afraid, or something's wrong with the man. Now, Elijah is saying to the people, I'm the only one that's standing for God. Now, he's wrong. There were 7,000 up in the hills, hiding out. And I never cared too much for those fellas anyway, but they hadn't bowed the knee to Baal. But Elijah didn't even know about them. He hadn't even got a letter from one of them when he broadcast. It's too bad that they didn't encourage him just a little, but they didn't. Now Elijah says this, let them therefore give us two bullocks, and let them choose one bullock for themselves, cut it in pieces, lay it on the wood, put no fire under, and I'll dress the other bullock and lay it on wood, put no fire under. And call ye on the name of your gods, and I'll call on the name of the Lord. And the God that answereth by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, it's well spoken. In other words, Elijah said, let's taste of the Lord and see whether he's good or not. If Baal's God, then let's worship him. And if he's not, then let's kick him out. And if the Lord God, the living God, is not God, then we want to know that also. And my friend today, God wants you to know. And if you really mean business with him and you've got any doubts at all, you'll beat your music out if you're sincere. You really want to know because God wants you to know. Faith is no leap in the dark. Faith is resting upon facts and believing those facts, by the way, and trusting them for your salvation.